All right, well, we're going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes. And yes, Ecclesiastes, much neglected book of the Bible, one of my favorites, though. And kind of a fun verse here. So thought about this before, because sometimes it's possible that you could do 99% of the things in your life absolutely right. Be a good, upstanding person, be fine, you know, pay your taxes, be a good parent, be a good husband, do all that. And you could have one night where you go crazy and do something silly and get yourself arrested or whatever. And all of a sudden, all of that good stuff can be overturned, right? I mean, it doesn't seem fair sometimes. It's like 99% of my life, I was great. I had one moment where I was really stupid and did something dumb. And that one moment could alter your life forever. That one moment of bad thing, that one bad decision, stay in your life forever. Now, you know, I'm obviously there's grace and there's mercy and there's second choices, but God. But if you think about it, it doesn't take a lot of sin to mess up a life. It doesn't take a lot of sin to really mess up, you know, where we're going in our lives. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes 10:1, which says this: as dead flies give perfume a bad smell, so a little folly outweighs wisdom and honor. And you think about that verse, it's kind of a funny verse because it's talking about dead flies. But, you know, what is he saying? That perfume, 90%, 99% of that perfume is wonderful. But one dead fly can render it stinky, right? And make it terrible. You know, it just takes a little folly to mess up our lives. And to undo wisdom and honor and outweigh wisdom and honor. And we've seen this before, people's lives where seemingly good people did living good lives will make one really tragic mistake. And the next thing you know, boom, their whole life's off the rails. So it's a good warning to us to really guard our heart. Why God reminds us that constantly we need to be renewing our minds, transforming our minds, because God knows that, you know, with one mistake, we can derail a lot of good. And it may take us a long time to get our lives back on track and get our lives back where they need to be. Now, again, I'm not denying God's grace and his mercy. And God is a God of second chances and he helps us. But wouldn't it be better never to be put in that situation? Wouldn't it be better never to have to rebuild our lives because of one moment of folly? So as you're going throughout your day, just think about that. And remember to, you know, the reason the Bible talks about guarding our hearts and protecting our hearts against sin and fleeing evil is because God knows sometimes we can do 99% of the things right, but that one thing that we do wrong might mess us up, might cause us to fall apart. I mean, think about, what is Judas known for? He's not known for the 3 years that he's faithfully served alongside Jesus, is he? He's known for the one act of betrayal that marked his life, you know? And I don't think Judas was a bad guy all his life. But he fell into a bad situation and it stained him forever. And so we don't want to be there. So guard your hearts, hold on to righteousness, and avoid folly. You don't want to be the dead fly in perfume. And that's our morning munch this morning. Absolutely. Lord, we thank you for your word and its truth. And Lord, even when it has a little humor with it, it also reminds us of important truths. And Lord, we know that, you know, one unguarded moment can be very costly. And while you are a God of mercy and grace and a God of second chances, and we thank you for that because we certainly have all needed them. We also pray, Lord, that you would keep our hearts guarded against sin, guarded against folly, Lord, so that we can live the righteous and holy lives before you, that we would not give in to that moment of folly that might derail our lives, but instead keep fast to the path that you have us on, holding fast to you. Holding fast to the vine that will produce the good fruit in us that you desire. And we pray this in your name. Amen. I pastor along with Don Reynolds is our other pastor. So we co-pastor together. It's called Gateway Baptist Church. And we meet at 6047 Door Street. And we meet at 9:45 on Sunday mornings for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for our services. We have small groups that meet throughout the week. We have women's ministry that meets. And we do a Narcotics Anonymous meeting in our building on Monday nights. And Wednesday nights, we have the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, we have a food distribution. And usually we'll get the grill out and cook out hot dogs and stuff as in addition to giving away the food and groceries and just kind of make it a fun time. And if you want to find out more information about us, best way to do that is go to our website, gatewaytoledo.com, gatewaytoledo.com.